Hey everyone, this is your boy Daily News from the Real Dream Podcast. On behalf of Duke Mailman and I, we want to thank all of you guys for listening to us and supporting us. If you like what you hear, please follow us on our social media pages. We're at The Real Dream Podcast on Facebook. We're at TRDcast on Twitter and Instagram. And if that's not enough for you, look us up on Linktree at linktree.com/TRDcast. Thank you all for the support and enjoy the episode. Welcome to the Real Dream Podcast. I'm your host, Daily News. I'm here with my fellas, Duke and Mailman. How y'all fellas doing tonight?
What up, guys? What's up?
What's up, everybody?
Oh, man. We got a couple topics for our listeners that are near and dear to us that I want to talk about. Our first topic today comes from a post that came up on my social media feed. And the post goes as follows. Hello, everyone. Question. My ex-wife wants to change the last name of my son and daughter to her new last name, as we got a divorce in June and wants them to have the same last name as her. How common is this? And if it's not, what can I do besides say no? I financially support my kids, i.e. child support. So this would be just a simple name change. This is a very hard thing for me, as this is what I have left of my children. So with that note, fellas, let me get your opinions about this. Who wants to chime in on this one first?
So I'll start because mine's going to be quick and easy and simple. Number one, fuck her. Number two, fuck her. And number three, fuck her.
Ain't no way in hell I would allow some shit like that to fucking happen. You would not get my endorsement on that paperwork to fucking change my child's last name to her new last name.
I understand The idea that you want it to be like, oh, we all have the last name. We all have this, that, and that. No, if my kid has my last name, my kid will have my last name. The only way you can say, oh, I want to change it and me be okay with it is if A, I found out the child wasn't mine. Or right. B, I'm dead and you remarry. Those are the only exceptions. Yeah,
fuck that. B still ain't good.
I'm about to say no. Those kids are still my legacy. They are still my children, and I want my child to have my last name. And the only way if it gets changed is if it's a female and she gets married and decides to take her husband's last name.
That is a good point, too, because a legacy. I didn't think about that. Here's what pisses me off about this whole situation, right? This guy sounds like a good guy for even considering it, right? What bugs me is that you have the audacity to ask him something like this. You know what I mean? What happened with your relationship, whether good or bad, that's over. That's done and with, right? But don't try to slowly push him out of every aspect. It seems like she's trying to push him out of every aspect of her kids' life.
Except for paying child support.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I'm not going
to
fight it.
She still want them child support payments to come in.
Yeah, it just frustrates me because you shouldn't be used in that manner where it's like, oh, no,
I also want your last name.
But I want to collect your money.
But I want your money.
I wouldn't want someone to change their kids' name to my last name if they already have a dad in the picture. Like,
right?
Just as a man, like, I'm just like, no, I wouldn't even do that if that was the case.
Right.
True.
I don't want to put my man's name out there. I talked to him and told him I would post this and sent him the link. I'm sure he'll listen to this episode. I'm sure you've gotten an overwhelming reaction in your comments. I've read them. Some of them are hilarious and some of them are really, really deep. No. The answer is simply no. And I don't like stuff like that.
Yeah, exactly.
No.
It's hell no.
And to any of my listeners who slightly disagree, I say this respectfully. Hell no. No, you're wrong on this one. Because if it was that case and you had any issues with them when the children was born, before they're born, you have that discussion.
Yeah.
You have that discussion. You don't say, okay, it didn't work out. Now I'm going to take this away. It frustrates me, man. Look, I root for you. I hope everything works out for you and your kids, man. I hope, you know, are able to continue being their life. But this ain't the move to try to help that situation to grow. No.
Right. That's a hard no for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck that. That's a no for everybody.
Yeah.
Stay up, my dude. Whoever you are, stay up.
Hey, stand your ground. Stay firm on that note, man. Yeah, because if he does decide to change it, and then he's going to regret it later, and it's just going to eat at his soul.
I think they understand men when it comes to, like, the importance of, like, legacy, family, and the pride that they have as their role as who they are in their family or whatever the case may be. Your kids have your last name. There's a pride that comes with that. And there's a satisfaction and an importance in your soul that you feel. And it, you don't attack a man like that. This is a shot in the gut, man. I just don't like it. I don't.
Well, think about this. I know y'all have seen movies back in the past where person, when they introduce themselves, they would say their name and then son of, and then say their father's name. I think it was like a time where last name wasn't even a thing, but they associated you by who your father was.
Yeah.
You know, Thor, son of Odin. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, I hear you.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, that's how, like, a lot of people recognize themselves is by their father's name. And that means something to a lot of people. If I had a son, I would want my son to have my last name because that carries on my legacy. I would not do that shit.
Whether your relationship worked out or not, the idea of being a father, raising someone that has your legacy and your name means something. And to have the nicest way I can say this is to ask a man to do something like, oh, I want you to sign off on changing your kid's last name. That's a shot in the gut. And I understand why he reached out, because he wanted to make sure he needed affirmation that this was the right call, that right. No was right.
Right.
And I'm not going to shoot shots as a baby mama because that's rude. And I don't know her. I don't really know you, my man, and your situation. But fuck that. Yeah, no. That shit is wrong.
And she said the reason for it so that everybody has the same last name in the family.
Yeah.
I've seen women do that where they get so accustomed to their new last name that they're like, I'm just going to keep it.
Yeah. Right. You know?
And here's the thing. If you choose that you want to go back to your maiden name, that is your prerogative. That is you, because you lived a life before the marriage and you want to make sure that what happened during the marriage is just, it's not who you are. I get that. I totally understand that. These kids were born with this last name. It is who they are. What you are trying to do now is separate the connection they have with their father once they tell people their name. That's different.
He said that was all he had left of his kids, right?
Yeah.
It, like, meaning, like, it was like he paid child. I'm just going by what it sounds like. It seems like he's paying child support, but he probably don't even really get to see his kid. How much blood you want? You get your 7 pounds of flesh?
Right. Look, man, the kids, leave him out of it.
Yes,
just leave him out of it. That's what bugs me about this so much. It does not feel like this is I want a happy family that all have the last name and things like that. That's bullshit, because if you plan on being with another person and then getting married, then that whole idea goes out the toilet.
Yep.
You know what I mean? If my name is Johnson and your name is Smith, and then you go back and take all the kids' name to Smith. If you marry a Wilson, all your kids don't have the same last name as you again. So would you want to change the name again? If this feels like a dig at him instead of I want a happy family type.
Yeah, that I want all of us to have the same last name sounds like a bullshit excuse, honestly.
Don't get me wrong. There are valid reasons to do it and to not.
Why would a person want to do that, though, honestly, though?
So, for example, like, there are valid reasons to deal with last names differently. So I know someone, I'm not going to get into specifics. This person has two kids, one from a previous relationship, one from her husband. The previous relationship, the first child is named after her maiden name. The second child is named after the husband's name. And what they did was, she, even though her, the husband, and the youngest one have the same last name, she kept the oldest one's, her maiden name, because of the idea that he's the son that can carry on her father's name. They don't have that. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, I mean, that kind of stuff makes sense because there's a lineage to it. You know what I mean?
Yes, it's
the,
yes.
You need to carry on my grandfather's name. And I don't know her situation. She may not have brothers that can carry on her family's last name. At the same token, you wasn't worried about that when y'all were together. So don't worry about that.
Got
shit.
Married. Yeah, because you could have, because when I got married, for, you know what I'm saying? My wife didn't take my last name, which is fine. You could do that, but do that in right off in the beginning and tell them, say that you want your kids to have your maiden name in the very beginning.
Right.
Don't wait till after y'all done broke up and got divorced and stuff to want to start changing last names.
Exactly. Hell no.
She's trying to hurt him for whatever reason, whether he did something or not. She obviously is trying to hurt him.
Yeah, because it makes no sense to do that shit.
It's August. Y'all been divorced for 2 months. Are you trying to change?
Exactly.
Yeah, she bitter like a motherfucker.
Unless that bitch got dough, she ain't gonna be able to do it anyway. Because depending on how old those kids are, it's a couple stacks to change a kid's name. So
yeah. No,
she ain't gonna be able to do it anyway. Yeah, it costs a lot. The older they get, the more it costs to change their name.
I don't like it. I'm rooting for you, man. I don't, like I said, I don't know you. I actually just joined this Facebook group like a week or so ago, and I saw this. I was like, ooh, man, this speaks to me. And so I'm rooting for you. I hope you make a decision that's best for you, not best for what people are asking of you. And good luck. Good luck. Hopefully you update us and let us know. If you hear this episode, please update us and let us know how everything is going later on. What you decide, because we would really love to hear about it. So
I hope you stay on your ground.
Yeah, we all do.
So a quick synopsis of what we're saying. Fuck her.
Right. Yeah. We're not sugarcoating this shit or nothing.
At all.
Fuck her. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back. And we're back to the Real Dream Podcast. We're on to our second topic for today. It's another tweet from a good old friend of ours, Big Duel. She's here to talk to us and ask us a question. Our second question we're getting into today. She says, good evening news. I have a big discussion with some ladies about sex and relationships. Thought it would be cool to hear from some guys. And of course, I thought of y'all. So can sex make or break your relationship? Thanks for helping us younger ones out with your knowledge. Nice. First of all, let me start off by saying this. Big Duel, we love you. I ain't that damn old, okay?
I appreciate it.
Shut up, okay? We not talking about the next birthday. I'm like at that point where I'm like not happy about aging anymore, okay? I'm there now, okay? I'm like, oh, shit. You know what I mean? Whatever. I went from Magic Johnson. Now I got to figure out who 33 is. Like, do you know of an NBA player named 33?
My birthday is 12 Pippen days.
33.
I don't want to be no damn Scottie Pippen.
I don't want to be about Scottie Pippen was the truth.
No. Okay, let me explain this to you. 23.
Think about this. Look how good Jordan was, and then they still had to mention Pippen, too.
But think about it. 23 is Jordan.
Right.
23 has LeBron. 24 has Kobe Bryant. We are 10 numbers past that.
Grant Hill was 33.
Grant Hill. You mean no knees, Grant Hill?
We not hey, man. Don't be dissing Grant Hill, man.
There you go.
I'm so frustrated about this shit,
bro. It is stupid. Let's get to the topic.
Yeah. Anyway, to my fellas, man. Does sex make or break a relationship for you guys? What is your thought process on the importance of sex in a relationship? We'll word it that way.
I'm about to bring the heat. Y'all finna get it. Let's get it. You damn right, sex is important. We in a relationship. It's a physical relationship, you know what I'm saying? And it's a different relationship with a person when you are intimate and having sex. Than just, you know, being friends and talking and, you know, and having conversations and things like that. Like, sex is definitely important. And a lot of times, like, I know for me, if she bad in bed, she's not going to hold my attention for much long either.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's that important. You know what I mean? Because I feel like that's another way of connecting with a person. That's what I want most from sex is that emotional and mental connection with a person. I get it. I understand that later on in life, when the male body starts to change and the female body starts to change, and that sex is going to become a little bit more difficult if it's there at all, or if it's not, like, I understand it, but that's when that soul connection comes into play. When you can't express your love with each other, you know, in that physical form, you still have that mental love for one another that'll get you through the later years of your life. Because not only that, because when you get involved with a person and y'all start having sex, and then all of a sudden no sex happens, then it starts leading doubt into people's head. Now they start thinking, well, if you ain't having sex with me, who are you having sex with?
Yeah.
Because let's not sit here and act like we're not human beings and like we don't have urges. Sex is a part of the human experience. To say it's not important in a relationship, you know what I mean? It's like saying breathing ain't important to life.
I like that.
I'm not sure she was saying that or asking if it was important or not.
Just asking to
make or break. Yeah. I do feel as if it's important, but I don't think it's make or break. And this is why I say that. Partly on what you were talking about, Melman, if the sex isn't good in the beginning, yes, that could be awkward. Yes, that could take a step back or whatever the case may be. But I don't think it can necessarily make or break it, because you can teach your partner. Mm-hmm. Even if you're good in bed, you still learn what the other person likes, and y'all figure that shit out. You know what I'm saying? So I don't think it's necessarily make or break. Now, it's a sensitive situation, because you can't come out and be like, yo, your sex trash. We need to figure some shit out. You can't say it like that. But I feel like it could be an adult conversation if, now this is again, I'm thinking of it as the fact that these are two consenting adults, not kids, having sex right now. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
To where you can have an adult conversation with somebody and be like, hey, this is what I like at this point. Or show them. You know what I'm saying? Whatever the case may be. And that's what goes all the way. Everything that we done talked about a relationship, then started from one simple thing: communication. And that's what it come down to. If y'all got that communication, you can literally talk about any and everything. And it's not going to be awkward. It's not going to feel like, you know what I'm saying, somebody's coming down on you or what have you. If you listen to understand, instead of listening to retort and rebuttal somebody, you get a lot of things solved and fixed in a relationship and just day-to-day life.
Right.
And then I want to say this. Ladies, please do not be afraid to tell your man what he likes. Because I don't know about all men, but most men, especially us brothers, we enjoy pleasing our woman.
Yes, sir.
And if you can tell us how to better do that job, we will thank you for it. We will love you for it. So, ladies, thank you for letting me know.
And honestly, that's a sign. If you with somebody and you don't feel like you can come to them with something like that, that's a sign right there.
Right.
Your relationship might not be as tight and as close as you think that it was or is.
Right. Yeah. Right. And I know we in conversations how is sex a deal breaker, but it sounds like you guys are all both on the same page, like communication about sex is a deal breaker.
I'm definitely.
Don't get me wrong. let's be completely honest. There is going to be a point in every man's life where the connection with his penis and his head is not on the same page anymore.
I'm sorry, say that P word again.
Your penis and your head is not on the same page. Listen. You was on five.
You sound like a gym teacher's motherfucking sixth ed.
No.
I thought I was talking to my doctor.
Yes. Mr. News is going to teach y'all something, okay?
Am I getting the checkup?
In your 20s, 30s, and 40s, your connection is going to be 5G or 4G. When you get to 50, 60, and 70, you're going to be roaming. And that data feed is going to start to disconnect with what it is you want to do and what it is you can do. So,
that's why they got pills for that.
I know.
That's what they're doing.
And that little blue pill. You have an erection for longer than 4 hours. You seek medical attention to call a doctor.
No, if I have an erection for longer than 4 hours, I'm going to you. You better figure this out.
Hey, right? You got to take a break. Don't even worry. I'll give you 20.
I got 4 hours.
Chill.
Look, man. Look. You gotta communicate when it comes to sex. It's such an important. You have to have that communication. Eventually, when you date someone, and I don't know, big duel, I don't know if this is you. I'm just saying this in general. The first 2 years of every relationship typically is us showing out our best side of ourselves, right?
The representative.
Right. The representative. You want to make sure you see the best of everything. Make sure you look good. Make sure you dress good. Make sure your game is good and everything like that. And then eventually you're going to be like, dude, this shit is exhausting. I just want to be me. I don't care about this representative. I want to be who I am. Who you are as far as sexuality has to be true to what it is that they want for men and women. If you are with a man who constantly wants sex over and over and over again every day, and you're not a woman that wants that, you will start to develop a feeling of, oh, I feel like I'm being used for sex.
And, or all he wants is sex.
Right. And then vice versa. If he doesn't want it, you're going to develop a feeling of, oh, I don't
feel wanted.
With me? What's wrong with me? Why isn't he attracted to me? And vice versa. It is so important. And I hate when people try to minimize it. Like, oh, it's just sex. No, it is the combination of two people making a connection that is more deeper than anything else you are supposed to create with another person. And that is why there's people that wait for marriage. There's a purpose for that. Your intimacy and how you view sex, whether it be an activity or be a way of connecting, is on the same page. And that way you guys can not have that as an obstacle, because that is an obstacle that can breed insecurities, can breed negative emotions, it can breed all these things that will hinder a relationship that people won't want to really speak out on. So,
That will fuck with a person's self-esteem, because people want to feel desirable. Like Duke said, communication is key.
It is. It would suck to be a woman that is in a relationship and you take care of yourself and every other human being that you run into thinks you're beautiful, and the man that you are with does not want to have an intimate moment with you. That can that can mess with your thought process. And I'm saying vice versa with men. It sucks to be like the guy that got everything that he needs and can get any woman he wants, and then to be with the woman that he actually wants to be with and she not want to be with him sexually.
Intimately?
Yeah, it can mess with you. So it's a big duel. Keep shooting out the questions. We love them. We'll be right back. And we're back to the Real Dream Podcast. We're on to our third segment.
This week in Ratchet News.
All right. We're going to talk about this news topic that came up on my phone. I'm not even going to lie to y'all. It just came up on my phone. I was like, oh, we
just came up on your phone.
It just popped up. And we're going to talk about this, boy. Our news comes out of Quincy, Massachusetts. The article goes, boy, 5 years old, calls 911 to report, in quotes, daddy went through a red light.
Yeah. Oh, hold on. First off, what does little motherfucker get a phone at? Okay. Be calling somebody.
let's talk about it. Let me read it out, okay? 5-year-old Massachusetts boy may have a future in law enforcement. The Quincy Police Department on Wednesday posted to Facebook a recording of a 911 call the boy placed to report his father had run a red light. The boy tells the dispatcher, daddy went through a red light. He then describes the vehicle and says it was in the brand new car, my mommy's car. He does not identify himself. When the dispatcher asks the boy what happened next, he says they
whooped
went to the
his
car.
His ass. You ain't even got a shit, this motherfucker.
No shit.
And I ain't even gonna whoop. I'm gonna whoop his ass just because he a little motherfucking snitch. That's what I'm whooping his ass
for. The betrayal. You know what I'm saying? Like, shit. You listen, got no loyalty to your own father.
I wish. Without boy, missing I got a 4-year-old. I wish his little ass would.
I know, right? Because I would have got another charge. I would have got another motherfucking charge. And
Without missing a beat, the dispatcher asks to speak to the boy's father, who gets on the line and says, oh, no. Dad then apologizes for the boy's call. The dispatcher and the dad share the laugh before the dispatcher lets the dad off the hook.
Oh, damn.
I do not know this young man's name. As a father, though, I understand how my love for kids and I love for my daughter, understand the love that a parent has for their child. At same token, snitches get stitches.
Snitch on me to 911
for running a red light? Come on now.
No, I'm not saying at 5 years old, you are still eligible for adoption. But I'm just saying the thought will cross my mind. I swear to God, on your 18th birthday, I want you to be prepared to fight. Because you will officially be an adult. It won't be domestic abuse. It will be grown men with boxing gloves. And I'm going to knock you the fuck out. And I'm going to be like, shit.
Remember you called 911 on me? Happy birthday, little nigga. Now put these gloves on. Remember that you did on your side?
It was yellow, you little motherfucker. Ready. Yo.
But on a real note, I want to ask y'all a question about, like, you know, if this unspoken rule in the hood, you know what I'm saying? Like, no snitching, right? But, like, as a actual, like, black person being in the community, and you got a motherfucker running around that community you live in, he's murdering people and killing people. You still think that no snitching rule apply?
No. Listen. If you, and this is to all the people I grew up with, if you are doing dirt like that, are you robbing, you stealing, you murdering? You can officially use that as the reason why I stopped talking to you. Listen, when you're younger, I get it. There's a toxic mindset that you got to protect the hood more than you protect yourself. I get that. When you're grown, you have kids, you have a family, none of that matters. Your child, your family, the people who now depend on you, that matters more than anything else, because the lives you created now depend on you. And that's different than the motherfuckers who you grew up with and you talk to, but they still make their decisions. Your decision is yours. It's your choice. You decide to murder, rob, steal, do whatever. You got to live with those decisions, not me. Mm-hmm.
Right. Like we need to stop normalizing this goon shit as, like, you know what I'm saying, it's a badge of honor or something like that. No, that shit ain't cool, man, running around killing your own people.
No, it's not. It's not. Here's the thing. If you are about growth, you're about evolving and moving on in life, that stuff has to be left behind. To being around people that are okay with that, man. There's the great analogy I heard about the hood and just growing up in poverty and just in a black community and in minority communities ever, is that the fact that there's a crab in a bucket. If you ever go crab fishing, put a bunch of crabs in a bucket, crabs don't necessarily want to see another crab get out of the bucket. If you start crawling and getting out, they try to pull you down to use you to get out. And it's the same mentality in impoverished areas where it's like, there are people around you that don't want to see you make it. They don't want to see you succeed. And if you do get to a certain point, they're like, ooh, he's gotten here. Let me use him or her to get to higher heights. That's not cool. I get it. But I understand why you're trying to do it, but it's not cool and stuff like that. But no, this motherfucker ain't from the hood. This motherfucker from the bedroom upstairs next to the bathroom. I'm fucking you up.
Right.
5-year-old from Massachusetts. You baby lucky you ain't my kid. Boy,
I'd have been whooped your ass.
I ain't gonna whoop his ass, but I'm just gonna be taking random shit from him throughout his entire life. Say an excuse. Daddy, why ain't we got no milk for the cereal? Because you a snitch. That's why. Daddy, can I go on a date? No, snitches don't get no buns. That's why. Remember that time you picked up that toy from Walmart and walked out with it and I ain't say nothing? Snitch. Yeah. Motherfucker.
Dance you was bad.
You, I told you to come home last night because the lights was on. It was bedtime. You walked across the street. That's jaywalking. That's a fine. You going to prison.
Calling the cops.
Yes. Why are you doing this, Daddy, to me? Because I'm petty. That's why.
Call me Petty Murphy.
Right. Facts.
man. Stupid.
On a serious note, I want to talk to y'all about a quick topic that is just a side note, man. I know this is not like the end of ratchet news and we're talking about something different, but I just want to talk to you guys about this milestone we reached. This is our official, to our listeners, this is our official 10th episode. And I am, I know, right? I am so excited and thankful that we even reached 10 episodes. I got to admit, after one, it was questionable. So the fact
that first episode.
Oh my, no, not the first actual episode, but man, we've gotten the 10. We've come into contact with some great people and some reached out to some people that we'd love to hear comments about. Big Duel from Twitter, Carla from Facebook. We talked about some great topics. What has been in this short little part of our history of the Real Dream Podcast that you guys really said, you know what, this touched me?
So for me, I have to honestly say that, you know, we started out and set this out as a means for us to grow. And I honestly feel like that I have grown since we started doing this podcast. Like, I'm starting to realize a lot of things that I didn't necessarily know. I got some different perspective on a lot of things that kind of changed my outlook on a lot of things, like the book that Duke keeps bringing up and bringing the points about that. You know what I mean? It's like, I actually feel like this is a really good thing that we're doing here, and I love it. I look forward to it.
For me, just the camaraderie. You know, we've had these conversations, you know, plenty of times, maybe not specific topic wise or anything like that, but for the most part, a lot of these is a lot of things that we've already talked about in private settings. So it's cool to get feedback from other people that have started to listen to the podcast and like, oh, okay, yeah, you made this point, you made that point. So for me, it's just getting out there. Mailman, in I think it was our first bonus episode in the introduction, he had asked the question and said, do people even give a fuck about what we have to say? The answer is yes. Apparently they do. They want to hear a perspective, whether they agree with it or not. You know, it's still information, and everybody still likes information, whether, like I said, whether you agree with it or not.
Yeah. This journey of growth, the idea of getting it out there to the world, the saying what is on our minds and on our hearts, and hearing it affirmed through fans and people that are listening, and even to you guys, man, it's nice, because to all our listeners out there, our topics are not set up to where, oh, we're going to talk about this topic because there's an agenda and there's a public pressure. We just talk about random stuff that comes up and stuff that comes into my mind, or shit that I Googled that day, or whatever the case may be. You know what I mean? Or stuff that comes up in our lifestyle. This is not scripted. This is just us being authentic. And it's so cool to be like, listen, we got to grow. We got to learn. We're growing. We're learning. And it's just the process, I think, is the most beautiful part about this. It is. I will admit, even at this small of a sample with 10 episodes, I in no way, shape, or form thought we were going to get even half the interaction that we've had with the public. None.
It's the dime piece episode. We're perfect 10.
Yeah. As you calling us the dime piece?
Yeah. The dime piece
episode.
Right? All right, cool. Then we're going to have to stop again and we look at this once we get to a quarter.
Neil, yeah, I'm with it.
Ain't gonna be the silver dollar episode.
Okay,
so whatever.
That'll be the 2 for 5.
What 20 gonna be the 20 piece?
Like the 20 twin.
We're gonna call 50 the Benjamin, or not the Benjamin, but the Sam
the
Jackson.
50 the Benjamin,
or the Sam Jackson. It's Andrew Jackson, but we're going to call him Sam Jackson.
We're going to call him Sam Jackson.
Yeah. Either way, man, look.
People like contacting me like, hey, man, when the next episode is going to be out? I thought the episode was supposed to come out today. I ain't getting no notification on when the episode came out. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was like, I didn't know you cared so much.
Yep. Yeah. One of the things that threw me off was 4th of July weekend. We had to delay the episodes because of holidays and work schedules didn't work out. And I remember, like, I saw one message. It was like, hey, man, glad to see y'all are back. You thought we wasn't going to come back? Like, you missed us. Oh, shit.
Yeah. I guess they do want to hear what we got to say.
I'll admit, like, don't get me wrong. Carla was our first fan on Facebook to reach out to us with a comment and things like that, or with a topic that we was like, oh yeah, let's talk about this. Big Duel was our first one on Twitter to really reach out and talk to us on Twitter. Hey, we ain't forget you, Fan One. Van Mer was our first comment and rating on Apple Podcasts. These people, man, is just awesome. And then everyone else who listens to us, man, it's fun. I'm having a
blast. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you, guys.
And to be warned, we got some stuff coming down the pipeline. Got some interviews and some people are coming into episodes and talking to us here and conversating with us. Remember, this is the real dream. It's about making that real dream a reality. So, on that note, to my man's Duke and Mailman, I love you guys.
Love you too, bro. Love you too.
Love you too. And everybody remember, condoms are cheaper than diapers.
Why you keep reminding people about that? We were talking about
it. Hey, the episode was about sex. You know
I wish you guys nothing but success and happiness and prophylactics. And to all our listeners out there, I'll keep dreaming. Take care. Thank you.